From St. Helena Island, South Carolina, Candace Glover. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How you feel?
Good. I feel good. I'm excited.
You still excited?
Yeah. I still haven't, like, let it sunk in yet.
All right, Candace, tell me your struggle. What happened? You said you tried out for American Idol twice?
Yeah, twice before this. So this was my third time. In season 9, I made top 70, and then season 11, I skipped the season. So season 11, I made top 60, and then I wasn't going to come back, and then I found myself on the website anyway, like looking up audition cities and stuff. So I did it one more time.
So your mom at one point said maybe that was enough too, right?
Yeah, my mom and my dad, they just care so much about me and didn't want to see me hurt and stuff like that. So they said, you know, maybe we should think of a different way to start your career and stuff. But I wanted to do it. So they stood by me whatever my choice was, and I'm glad they did.
What was that moment, Candace, when you decided to do it? Because everybody has, you know, that time with it, struggling, trying to decide.
Yeah.
Was there a
I've done it twice, and what was that moment like when you said, okay, I'm going to do it a third time?
Well, I got cut, like, in Vegas week, so that wasn't, like, December.
Mm-hmm.
So I let the whole season go through, like, from January to May, and then audition cities came up. So I had about 5 months to think about it.
Uh-huh.
And my friends, like Jessica Sanchez and Joshua Lizette and DeAndre, they were all on that season. So I was still supporting them and still voting and stuff. And so I thought about it, and I said, you know, this could be me if I just, you know, try one more time. So I looked up the audition cities, and by June I had already made a decision. So me and my friends went to audition together.
And did it have anything to do with them changing of the judges?
No. The reason why I auditioned in season 11 was because of the change of the judges. Because Simon was there my first time,
and he was not kind to you. I was really angry.
Yeah, he wasn't a fan. He wasn't really a fan of me. So that was a really hard season for me, and I was only 19, didn't really know who I was or anything. So I came back season 11, and then J-Lo and Steven Tyler, they were really nice. So I really enjoyed them.
Did you think about trying out for The Voice?
Yeah, I actually did think about it, because I actually started singing because of Christina Aguilera. She was like my biggest inspiration as a kid. So,
but you didn't try out.
No, I decided not to. Like, I had an audition set up, and, like, the night before I was supposed to go, I stopped and said, you know what, I'm just going to do American Idol.
Okay, so you've won. Now what?
So I won, and now I have an album, like, for pre-order on iTunes, which is the craziest thing I've ever said at all. Like, I can't believe I'm even still saying that, or saying, you know, that I even won a TV show. But, so that's on for pre-order on iTunes, and my album comes out on July 16th, and... My single is out right now, and
it is
beautiful. It's doing pretty good, so I'm excited.
It really is a beautiful song. And you are the greatest example of, you know, just going after your dream. And so now you have shown this example to young people. What are you telling them as far as following their dream is concerned? Because it's so weird. Like, a year ago, you were out there renting golf carts and things, and now you're doing, you know, you've got an album coming out in July. What are you telling them?
And last July, I would have been, like, in an office on Fripp Island, like, sweating because so many people wanted to come and get a golf cart for me, like, in this hot office, and now, like, I have an album coming out in July. So
that's really crazy.
But on Twitter all the time, like, girls tweet me and tell me that I'm an inspiration for them. And the song, you know, it makes them feel beautiful, you know, despite, like, whatever they're going through or whatever people tell them. And I always try to be, like, a good example for them and young kids in general, not just girls. Like, whatever you want to do in life, no matter who tells you no, like, there's a yes down the line no matter what.
I always tell people to follow your dreams, but always have a plan B, C, D, E. Did you have a plan B or C or D or E? Any other plan?
I was at my job for 3 years. So because at first I was, like, working seasonal, like, every summer, because during the winter it would be really, like, dead there. So I got promoted to full-time. So I was doing that for 3 years, and I was in school studying psychology.
But that wasn't your dream.
No,
it wasn't my dream, but I also wanted to go to school for psychology and, like, counseling.
Oh.
So, like, music, in a way, is my way of counseling. Mm. I don't know if that sounds weird or not.
No, it does.
But
it makes sense.
I love to help people, like, regardless of if it's music or just counseling in general. So, like, that would be what I would be doing if I wasn't, you know,
Well, I got to tell you, your song has really affected a lot of us. We really feel it. And even your homeboy, J. Anthony Brown, was inspired by I Am Beautiful.
I think we went to school together. I think we did.
Who was it?
J. Anthony Brown, yes.
Shut up.
He's from Columbia, South Carolina.
That name actually sounds like super familiar.
In the held back class, I'm sure, yes.
And how's your mama in them?
They're doing good. They came. They flew out here every single week to
see
me.
Are you still in California?
No, I'm actually in New York right now. I'm actually about to be on Kelly and Michael in the next 15 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations, homie.
Thank you so much. It was nice talking to y'all.
You can tell your mom and dad we said hey. Congratulations.
Okay.
Gotta be there at the top of the hour.